And welcome to CCM Live. This is the place, of course, where we talk 3 days a week about Christian music, what we love about it, talk to the artists who make it, and just generally have a good time together. My name is Marcus. It is so great to see you. And you know what? It's Wednesday. Yes, it is Wednesday. And I'm excited to have you here. Please post your comments. Go hit share. Wait, I even have a handy little thing that in case my words, if you're watching this on mute for some reason, you can actually do this. Look, it says share. Yes, share. Scroll down, hit share, and invite some people here. Lots of people watching right now saying hello. How's it going, Larry? He's saying, what's up, Marcus? How's it going? Pamela is excited about our guest today. Barry is here. And I'm just going to bring him in, guys. I have to hit that button. There we go. It is the one and only from Audio Adrenaline, Barry Blair. How's it going, man?
Hey, man. Doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, so good. So, Barry, where are you right now?
Man, I'm in the recording studio at Asbury University, which is where I now am a professor.
A professor.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Way back then, we had an interview one time where we had to talk about each other a little bit. One of the guys in the band said, you know, someday Barry's going to make a great professor. And I just thought to myself, no, that's never going to happen, you know. Yeah, I'm here. I love it.
That's awesome. How's your day? You having a good week as the professor? I mean, it's summertime, so are you professing at this point?
Summer's great. I do usually teach a class in the summer, but summer's a great time for me to do a lot of creative work, you know, work on music, film sound and things like that, and kind of get to stay involved creatively, musically.
So you get to have some of your passion projects and whatnot. Now, for those of you watching and you aren't entirely sure who this is yet, Barry Blair, part of the original Audio Adrenaline, and we're here because we're marking a very special anniversary. Tell everybody what milestone you guys are hitting right now.
Yeah, so it was 25 years ago this summer, and I don't know, probably early summer. I can't remember exactly that we were writing for the next record, and 25 years ago this summer is actually wrote and demoed the song Big House, which was then submitted to the record label and was recorded 25 years ago. Released in the next year, January of the next year. So it was created 25 years ago.
That is incredible. And I want to hear just really how, 25 years ago it was written. What did that look like? Take us to the writing process in the room together. Tell us how this iconic now song came about.
Yeah. So, I didn't really write lyrics. I was more of the contributing musical stuff. So I can kind of just tell the story of the lyrics, just bits of it that I know. Mark and Will, two of the other original members and longest term members, I think came up with the lyrics when they were in Haiti. And they were at an orphanage. Mark's parents were missionaries at an orphanage in Haiti. And they were hearing these orphans sing songs about heaven, and just with such joy, you think about their circumstances, and then that the thought of heaven brings them so much joy. And we're here in America, in a first world country, sometimes we don't give a lot of thought to heaven, but right. I think that inspired the idea of, we want to write just a fun, joyous song about heaven. That's the perspective it came from. Musically, we all got together and just Mark already had his melody, and we started playing along and trying to come up with ideas. And I talk about this in a video that I've got on YouTube now, but I'm playing underneath the chorus, and then I just started playing that riff. It just kind of came to my head, and I started playing it, and Mark stopped and said, we should make that the intro, you know? So yeah. I'm like, sure, yeah, let's do that, you know? That became the intro. And, you know, one of my memories is just from that point on, you walk out. Usually we saved it for the last song, but people are waiting the whole show for that song. You play the first little bit of that guitar riff and the crowd just erupts, you know, because they knew it was.
Yeah. I mean, at what point did you guys know that you had something special there?
Man, you know, I feel like even making the demo, there was a sense that it was pretty good. When we played it for the record label, you know, I think they could tell. I mean, there were smiles around the room, you know.
Yeah.
And then we were out on tour, and we were on the Free at Last tour with DC Talk, and the song released to radio, and it went number one. So we started hearing about it, climbing the charts. And then what we noticed was now all of a sudden people are coming to the show, and they already know the song, and they're screaming for that song and singing along every word. And that was new for us, you know. Nobody knew our songs before that. But it was over the course of
how long was that after it was released? About how long was that time frame?
It was like we were on tour from like January to May, and over the course of that tour, it released and went to number one. And so it was, we saw the change like over the course of those shows as people just on the first few shows, nobody knew us. We were the opening band and nobody knew us. By the end of the tour, everybody
knew. Oh, man. Yeah. That is awesome. I mean, it's a song that, you know, people are still singing and still know and are passing down to their kids. And, you know, even now it's vacation Bible school season. You wonder how many hundreds of vacation Bible schools include this as part of what they're doing. Lots of fans are watching here and are loving this story. Trista said that would have been me. What she means by that is one of those screaming fans, you know, who know the song. It looks like Justin here said he listened to Hit Parade just today. So talk about your time in Audio Adrenaline. And I mean, yeah, like you said, you were the opening band. Nobody knew. This song comes out. Everybody knew. I mean, how did things for you change at that point, you know, just in terms of what life was like?
Yeah. I mean, it was like over that 3 month period, everything changed. And we went from, I mean, what a lot of people don't know is the years of hard work that go into it before the success thing like that happens, you know. So
right.
A lot of years of just, you know, hard traveling. But really, after that success happened, we got even busier. You know,
yeah.
All of a sudden, the demand is increasing and people want to, you know, people want to book you for shows and for festivals. And life got really, really busy. It was good. And it was exciting. It was just a, you know, an exciting time in life, but also just kind of a whirlwind, you know?
Oh yeah. Well,
but a lot of great memories from those years for sure.
Well, so yeah, I mean, it's incredible. And things have really changed so much since then. Talk about, from your perspective, you're obviously keeping in touch with what's happening in music and in Christian music still. I mean, how are things different now from your perspective? Maybe better, maybe more difficult, just some of your observations there.
Well, the industry has changed a lot, and the way music is marketed and, you know, accessed by people has changed so much. But I think that has pros and cons, you know.
Yeah.
But musically, you know, we met in Bible college, and we had a heart for ministry, and we loved music. We never thought we were, you know, great. We just wanted to serve God, wanted to minister, you know, and that was kind of where it came from for us. I think, you know, the quality of styles change and trends change, but the quality of music today is as good as it's ever been, you know.
Yeah.
Better. Some of the bands, I mean, I really love the band Red.
Yes.
I love Finding Favor. You know, there's a lot of good music out there. And then there's also now the opportunity to go find anything you want because
of that.
It's unlimited access to anything on the internet, you know? So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, it is so, so different. Even just rock wise, right? Rock is kind of it's weird how that pendulum swings with the, you know, tastes and what's on radio and all that stuff. I mean, rock isn't there right now, although its fan base is probably more loud than ever. You know, they're louder than ever, and they're more bigger fans than ever. Back to the song, which for those of you just tuning in, we're talking with Barry Blair from Audio Adrenaline about 25 years of Big House. Why do you think this song has had the multi-generational appeal that it's had for so long?
Man, I think it's just because it's simple and fun. Simple, fun song, joyful song, celebrating heaven and life in Christian community. And that appeals to people. Like you said, it's kind of become a staple in children's church, which is not really what we, I think envisioned it being in 1990.
Sure, yeah.
But that's okay, man. You know, people are still responding to it. And so I think that's awesome.
Do you have any favorite covers of the song that you've seen?
I've seen a lot of different covers. There's a video on YouTube. It's not a cover. They took our song, but there's a video on YouTube where somebody did a, I think it's a kid, I don't know for sure, did a Lego stop motion to the song.
That's awesome.
All kinds of cool things that people do.
Wow.
The band 7 Day Jesus did a version of it back on the 10-year.
I remember that. That was awesome. I loved that version. That's my favorite cover.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. What would you say is key though? What do you look for when you're wanting to hear a good cover of any Audio Adrenaline song? Like what gets your attention?
A cover of an Audio Adrenaline song specifically?
Yeah.
I just think in general with a cover, you either have to, you got to find your own version of it. The fact that 7 Day Jesus didn't use the signature guitar riff.
Right.
But it's still the same song, it's got the same lyric and melody. So you got to make it your own thing somehow,
That
or you've got to actually be able to beat the original. One or the other.
That's right. You mentioned you're being creative right now in this season, where school's a little less hectic. You've been making some tutorial videos. What are you doing in that space, and how's that being received?
Yeah, it's going well. It's fairly new, but I've set up a YouTube channel, and it started with just I occasionally will get asked by on an email or sometimes by a student, how do you play this song, or how did you get that tone, or can you show me how to play this, about the old songs. And so I started with just this video about Big House. And it's really mostly me telling the story of how the music came together. And then at the end, I show you how to play it. And it's a little bit of something for the musicians, for the guitarists, because I talk about how I got the tones or things that they're a little bit more musical. And that one went well, so I've just been doing more of them. I've done several. I think I've done 4 songs now, and I'm going to continue to do several more songs of that. Yeah, that's going good.
I've interviewed Lincoln Brewster live twice in the past, and every time, I'm sure you know Lincoln, people show up, guitar heads, like gear guys, and that's what they are throwing at him all the time. So I'm sure he appreciates having somebody else out there, to take some of that flow of questions away. So, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that want that direction.
Yeah. Lincoln's awesome too. So he's definitely a good person to get advice from on guitar tone and all of that.
How have you, I'm sure you've been watching, I don't know how involved you would be, but, watching the new iterations of Audio Adrenaline since Audios, give me some of your thoughts on watching that. I mean, is it weird? Does it feel, it's what's the same, what's different?
I think the reason it's not weird is because it's so far gone in the past to me, that I'm separated from it now, probably more. If I was closer to it, it might feel more weird. But, I've always thought Kevin Max was just an incredible singer.
Oh, yeah. And
it's pretty hard to replace Mark Stewart.
Yeah.
Kevin's amazing. So I loved that version of it. And I just love that they're basically, what it's doing is promoting the Hands and Feet Project, which is,
right,
you know, ministry, yeah, mission. So I'm all about that. And the newest version, I really haven't heard that much, but I know the guitarist, Brandon Bagby, we're connected on Facebook, and he's a great player and great guy. So, you know,
they need to bring you up on stage when they, you know, come to your town.
That'd be a blast.
Oh, it'd be so cool. So talk about some of the other things, like as a professor, how was that transition from being on stages and in the rock world and all that stuff to being in the classroom? Was that a pretty natural step?
You know, in some ways it was, because after I left the band, I did a lot of years of producing, and I was mostly producing fairly young, like indie bands. It's interesting. There's a lot of bands now that people would know that their first record was made in my studio, you know, before they were signed. And
so who? Can you tell us?
I could name some names, yeah.
All right.
Well, the guys in Red, before they were Red, recorded in my studio. Oh,
what were they?
Oh, man. This was like 15 years ago. I mean.
Oh, okay.
All right. I think they had a band called Ascension.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Addison Road. They recorded. Yeah. Studio. Wow. Heather Williams recorded with her.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm saying all that just to say there was a lot of that producing those bands who maybe had never recorded before that is like teaching. It's just like talking to them about how to put their song together, you know, how to make the best arrangement to make the song sound the best, giving them ideas and that sort of thing. So in a way that was teaching. And I found that when I became a professor, you know, I was just kind of doing more of what I was already doing. Plus, the thing that makes it work for me is just that I'm teaching something I just absolutely love. You know, it's something I love talking about. So I can get up and talk about it, and it's not work, you know. It's a blast.
So what are some of the classes that you teach?
So my main thing is audio production. And so we have a whole curriculum of audio production classes, that go from the very basics all the way through where you produce, you know, your own project, a song from start to finish. We also have classes in film sound and live sound. And I have a music business class where we talk about just how the industry works and all that kind of stuff. So it's a good program. And then I also am involved a little bit in our worship arts program. We have an excellent worship arts program here, and I'm not the leader of it, but I lead a band and I'm involved in some of the stuff that we do. Our worship arts majors do a live album every year.
Wow.
It's a blast. Yeah.
Every year. That's
yeah. Incredible. And then my students edit it and mix it. And, you know,
that's pretty sweet. Yeah. Like an annual class project that everybody gets. That's pretty great. And so everybody out there, go to Asbury College if you want to, you know, be taught by the Barry Blair. I mean, it's that accessible.
Yeah. And, Asbury, if you're not familiar, it's in Wilmore, Kentucky, which is, you know, that's where the Ichthus Festival was for all. I remember coming here and playing back in the 90s, you know, and so it has a connection to me with CCM from those days.
That's awesome. Well, those of you watching, getting lots of comments, we'll throw those at him in a sec, but he's got a guitar plugged in, you guys, like right behind him. And we've got to hear it because we're here. So I'm going to let you strum away, and we're just going to soak it in.
All right. let's see if I can get it here. What do we want to hear, man? I guess we got to hear Big House, huh?
I mean, you got to do Big House, right? Yes.
Yeah, another favorite of mine was called I'm Not the King.
Yes.
I guess I could take requests.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you guys have requests, type them in. I've got a lot of questions here. Donald says, has he got a Les Paul of his own yet?
A Les Paul of my own. Oh, you know, I know who this Donald is. Hey, Donald.
Okay.
Going. No, I do not own a Les Paul. The Gibson Nighthawk is has been with me since 1994. It's my main.
Wow.
And it always will be.
That is a lifelong commitment there. Yeah. That's awesome. Let's see. Justin says better than ice cream. And lots of people are just extremely happy you're strumming. What about, can you do a little Some Kind of Zombie?
Oh, man. Let's see. How does that go? You threw a wrench at me. Let's see. Man, I'm going to have to think about that one.
I mean, that was one of my favorites.
Shoot, that was not what I was
okay.
for.
That's okay. I got another one. Katie says, my youth group's favorite was DC-10. They choreographed the whole thing. DC-10.
Okay, I believe that went something like...
Yeah, there you go. That's awesome. Blinded by the Light, Ocean Floor is my fave. There you go. So I don't know either of those.
How about how about some Weird Band?
All right. I like that. Yes.
We got that.
That's Chevette.
We got so see some of these songs are after my years.
After your time. That's true. Yeah. That is true.
I'm afraid.
No worries. Let's see. That's awesome.
Walk on Water.
Yes. That's awesome. So are you still contributing guitar to other projects or artists or anything like that? Or are you still part of albums?
I mean, I play at church. I've been playing at church, you know, forever. Sometimes I'll play on things that I produce. Here in Lexington, I play on sessions sometimes. For the last little bit, I've been getting more into film scoring, music for film.
Wow.
That covers a wide range of stuff, but I'll play some guitar on that too sometimes. So I still get a lot of chances to play. And then here at Asbury, once a year at chapel, we do a faculty band. And so.
Oh, that's cool.
And
is there a video of that somewhere?
There might be. I don't know. I know there's some.
All right. You never know. All right. Good. I've got some more requests here for Never Gonna Be As Big As Jesus or Man of God.
Okay, cool. Never Gonna Be As Big As Jesus. Let's see.
Yes. Man, the people are happy. They're continuing to throw things here. My Worldview, I'm Not the King. We're just testing your what? How much is still in there?
Testing it. My Worldview, I'm not gonna be able to remember that one. Let's see. I'm Not the King. I think I already played I'm Not the King, but let's see. I played the chorus, and then the verse goes.
There's David says, so happy. You're making a lot of people's day tonight. Kimberly wants to know, are you going to be doing another Christmas album?
Man, I've done two Christmas albums. One was kind of folk in nature, and the other one was jazz, all instrumental stuff. So, awesome. Yeah, I'd like to do another one. I got to figure out what's left to do. I'm going to do a metal Christmas album.
Yeah. Oh, man, come on. How do you, speaking of your music, how do you approach the soundtrack, the scores differently than you would have the Audio A stuff?
Man, it is a very different thing, but it's really for it fits me well, because what you do is you watch the scene, you read the script, and you're trying to convey the emotion of that scene, you know?
Yeah.
So what is the audience supposed to feel here? You know, anger, right, or sadness or joy or nervousness. I mean, what are you trying to make them feel? And then you write music that feels that way, and you make it kind of fit the rhythm and the pacing of the video. And so it's a unique kind of music writing, but it's fun, and it's just, it can be so diverse, you know?
That would be a cool video for you to do, showing people how you do that. I mean, I think that as you're doing videos, that would be a pretty sweet one. My mom tunes in every day, and she's a huge dog fan. She wants to know if you have a dog.
Do I have a dog? I do not have a dog. My kids want a dog, but so far we have said no to the dog.
I get it. We said no for a very long time, and finally gave in. And instead I got a cat-sized dog, and you know, it was like a middle ground. You know,
yep.
Like, I'm not getting a full dog. We're gonna get something I can pick up. what's next for you? Obviously, the school year starts up, but other kind of fun projects on the horizon, and how can everybody be praying for you?
Yeah. A few things I'm kind of working toward right now, of some music stuff I'd like to put out there, that'll probably be on Spotify and maybe on YouTube. I'm trying to do some instrumentals of worship songs. That I'm going to do with lyric videos.
So, do you have any songs in mind already?
Yeah, I'm working up one right now for In Christ Alone. A guitar instrumental song, and then it's going to have a lyric video with it. And then another thing I'm working on is just kind of different musical styles of some of the popular worship songs right now. So I'm doing a really heavy rock version of Reckless Love by Corey Asbury.
Oh man. I mean, with your cinematic approach, I bet these are going to be very emotional records. Yeah. That song's emotional by itself, but I mean, in that cinematic rock style, it's probably you won't even need the words. It's just going to melt your heart.
I hope so. That's what I'm
awesome. So when's that coming?
I'm working on them right now, and so I got other people involved in getting the videos created and things like that. So I really hope that they're out there, you know, by fall.
Awesome.
I'm working on a film right now called Damaged Goods, and it'll probably be out early next year. It's directed or co-directed by a lady named Nancy Stafford, and she was Andy Griffith's daughter on Matlock.
So, oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, so she's the director or one of the directors. So it's been cool to get to work with her, and excited about
that. That's great. Oh, wonderful. Well, and how can we be praying for you? We always want to make sure we do while we have you in front of us.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. You know, I would just say, I'm you know, here at Asbury, I feel like God's put me here. I have a calling, you know, to try to be in the lives of my students more than just a teacher, you know, more than just talking about music even, but showing the love of Christ, you know. I think that's a pretty big responsibility. And so I definitely could use some prayer just in that I would be the kind of person who would be a good model, influence, leader in their lives. That would mean a lot to me.
Absolutely. Well, if you're praying now, you're watching this later, it all works the same. So let's do it while we have him, guys. Lord, thank you so much for Barry, and thank you for the awesome journey you've taken him on. Thank you for the many lives that have been touched by even this one song, Big House, over 25 years. Thank you for a calling and a legacy that's much bigger than that and much longer than that, especially what he's doing now at Asbury. Thank you so much for calling him to that place. And Lord, we just pray your blessing on that department and each of those classes and the pastoral role that he has in shepherding and raising up this his students. So Lord, we just ask for increased energy and reliance on you, and and creativity and a freshness that comes all the time. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Barry. This was a pleasure. And hi. It says, hi, Dad. This is George. I think your son's watching.
Hey, George. How you doing?
There you go.
Awesome.
That's awesome. You want to close us out here before with a little, let's see. Wait, what? No, he already said no, some kind of zombie. You can give us some strumming again for Big House. Hey, for everybody, we will see you tomorrow. We're going to have Pat Barrett from House Fires. He's doing his own solo thing. He'll be here tomorrow, same time. We will see you then. And close us out, Barry.
All right, here we go.